All right, welcome to Costa Rica. I am standing here with a number of our workshop people. We're in a wonderful location that's up in the mountains, and we have Rob Knight, who is our workshop guide here, our leader, our co-facilitator, and all-around nice guy, and then our participants. As you can tell, this is a very informal podcast this week because, well, we have been out and about for a whole week here in Costa Rica, and we thought we'd share a little bit about our experiences with you. So this will not be the normal thing that you tune into. This is a special edition. We agree this is a special edition, right? Special edition podcast. So, Rob, you want to tell us a little bit about where we are?
Sure. We are at the Villa Blanca Cloud Forest Hotel. It's near San Ramon, Costa Rica. This is the second of the two venues that we've been enjoying this week. And I've been coming to Villa Blanca for, I was figuring, about 13 or 14 years at this point. The first time socially, and then I've brought several groups of photographers here. And it's in the Cloud Forest. It's in the middle of a nature preserve. We could almost do the whole workshop here on this property, but it's a good place to sort of branch out from, like we did today, venturing out into La Fortuna. And that's just a great central location, and I think everybody is relieved to be up here in the Cloud Forest in the cooler temperatures after spending a few days on the coast in the heat.
It is very, very comfortable here this time of year. And Rob, you know, you're our guy in terms of where we go and, you know, arranging for the driver. How long have you been coming to Costa Rica?
Boy, about 17 years. This is my 41st trip to Costa Rica, including photo workshops and just vacations and things like that. I dig it.
And he's been doing, doesn't everyone agree, he's been doing an excellent job.
Yeah.
We literally could not do this without you. We'll come back to you in a few minutes. Tim, you want to talk a little bit about what's jumped out at you this week? And I'm not talking about lizards.
Yeah, thanks, Derek. It's been a great week. And you know, we all had high expectations and things we wanted to experience on this trip. And the thing that's going to stick out to me probably the most was going on night hikes, seeing really the Costa Rica wildlife in their native habitat in the night, where you can really just focus on the animals we've seen and the environment that they live in, and have an opportunity to photograph them in those circumstances. And it's just been fantastic. And also getting to combine the cultural experience of being in Costa Rica with the photographic experience and the learning that we've had in that arena.
Have you had a favorite animal that you photographed?
Today we saw a sloth. It was quite fun seeing the little sloth up in the tree and not moving very fast, which is great with my photographic skills. So yeah, probably the sloth.
I thought you were going to say the red-eyed frog. Okay, we'll get back to that later. Excellent. Brad.
I'm Brad. I have to say that during this week, the beginning of the week, I struggled mightily with my photography. But today, as the workshop is ending, I'd say it was my best day, and everything kind of came together for me today. The destination today, the Ecocentro de Nas.
Yeah, very good.
That's today's destination. Was by far my favorite activity since I was in Costa Rica. There were so many birds to shoot today. It's going to take me literally hours to identify what the proper names of them are once I begin that process.
Don't you love it when the guy just says, okay, that's that, and that's that, and that's that?
Yeah. Before I left, I bought the book, the big, thick Bible of birds, of Costa Rica, and I just sat it aside, literally about an inch and a half thick.
Yeah,
I'll use this when I get back. See what pictures I took, match them up.
We saw what Brad's referring to. We saw an absolute cacophony. Isn't that? It's usually you have to do with audio, but just a ton of birds. Just a ton of birds today. It was fantastic. It really was good. Michael.
Okay. Well, the first day I was here was a total disaster. I did everything wrong, and I was blaming my equipment, and I was having just such a frustrating day. So I think my favorite day was the day after that, when things sort of went better. And a lot of the things that we've done have focused on individual animals, sometimes really tiny ones, like on the night walks and the rest of that. But my favorite day was out on the water, when we just saw huge numbers of birds and animals just blanketing the landscape. It was just fantastic.
And that's when we went down Tucker Lee's River, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was just, you know, swarms and just teeming with wildlife and huge views.
And among those wildlife, some people might be interested to know, are a number of crocodiles, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, the Crocodile River, right?
The Crocodile River.
Yeah.
I mean, the crocodiles, I thought, were more attractive when we looked down from the bridge.
Yes.
I mean, you can see the shape of the animal against the water. The brown crocodiles on the mud didn't do it for me.
Yeah, you know, the one thing that I thought was interesting when we were on the boat on the river was how they just kind of stick them. This looks like a little dirt mound or a little rock, and then the eyes open up. And then you go, oh. Yes. Don't wiggle your toes in the water. Right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. But excellent.
So my name is Chris, and this has been a pretty incredible experience. It's my first time to Costa Rica. One of the days that has stood out to me is the day we visited the butterfly enclosure. And it was a great opportunity to see all sorts of butterflies. They were within a chapel. They were just all different varieties, lighting on people's hats and backs and arms, and a lot of locals as well as our group was in there. So lots of photographic opportunities, and also a great place to practice macro photography. So although a lot of us have done macro, it doesn't hurt to practice and then learn new features of the camera. So even though I've been using an Olympus for probably 7 or 8 years, I've learned a few new things. And so that's been a really nice experience.
That butterfly chapel was just wonderful. And it had such a nice vibe to it, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting because it was actually located in a coffee plantation. And so as they were talking to us about it, that, well, you know, just like everything else, as a farmer, it's harder these days. And so they're diversifying. And they actually do weddings in this chapel filled with butterflies. And that's one of the ways they diversified and are, you know, able to kind of keep all the wheels spinning.
That's right.
It was fun for me because I was there 2 years ago. And it is doubled in the amount of things that they've added for their clients and for people to do. The farm was there. The coffee was there already. They were just starting to build that chapel. But they had a few animals, and now they have a whole, basically, animal park. And to see all those families come in with all their kids and see them, you know, obviously busy and thriving as this, you know, wonderful family business was really, really
It was
wonderful.
Great. And they really taught us everything that we'd want to know about coffee. We actually got to taste the coffee seeds. We didn't chew them. You just suck on them to see how sweet they are, the berries. And they took us all the way through the process of we got to see them drying.
That's right.
And then he roasted them. Almost over-roasted them because we were distracting them. And then we actually got to drink the coffee. So it was amazing. Good. I'm glad. Tricia.
Well, you kind of preempted me because I was going to talk about the coffee. But I thought one of the unique things about workshops these days, which I am now discovering, is that not only do you get a lot of fabulous photography, but you get to a very unique experience a lot of times now. And the coffee plantation was certainly an experience to, I would recommend to any trip that comes here. The photography was great, but we actually, I mean, I drink coffee every day, but, you know, to see it growing on the trees, see how they pick it, and the whole process from start to finish to drinking those coffee beans in a fresh pot. It was incredible, and we had an incredible guide, and it was just a day that I learned a lot, got a lot of unique photography, and it was an experience well worth having.
You know, it's fun to learn that they do this in an organic way. I mean, you know, how they're so in touch with the ecosystem and how they respect it, even to the point the whole generating methane compost in order to fire the kitchen, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, I mean, really incredible. And it feels good when you hang around people who care so much about the environment and how and their place in it and understand. And yet, that coffee was good.
Oh, that coffee was great. I bought more than one bag.
Yeah. And, we all bought coffee to bring you home. Come on up, Linda.
It's hard to pick. Yeah. I feel like that's an unfair question. Because the whole week has been a highlight for me. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things particularly that I've enjoyed are the labs. Mm-hmm. Because when I first heard we were having labs, I was like, I'd rather go shoot. Let's go shoot. I'd rather we were shooting. But I really learned some things about Lightroom. Mm-hmm. And it also, I learned that I really need to go through my images quickly and pick out some and choose the ones I like and work on those and then work on the other ones later.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a new experience to kind of have to have a deadline. You know, we have the presentation. So half the group here's been in the presentation. Mm-hmm. Well, how are you feeling about the impending presentation tomorrow?
Fine. Yeah. I have about 10 or 12 images that I haven't even looked at any from the wonderful birds that we saw today.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to choose only 6.
Yeah. So they choose 6, and plus they can have photos of us that don't count against their 6. And I would say almost everyone in this room is sitting on about 8 to 10 right now.
Right.
Yeah. So their confidence is this exuding. They're going, yeah, we're fine. And we have a whole other day. We haven't even processed yet. Right. Eric?
I knew I was going to learn a lot from Rob. I've known Rob, and he's a great photographer and teacher. But I was—I didn't really expect to learn at so many different levels, and to learn from going out during the day and seeing all these great animals that are here, going out at night, and those experiences of finding the animals, guides helping, you know, Rob finding. I found some animals, and then I didn't expect to learn so much about all the great stuff you can do after you take the picture. The workshops have been really good, and Derek was really helpful with that. And I learned a lot from the other people in the workshop. So there were a lot of ways that I learned that I didn't really expect. And that's been the best for me.
It's really interesting because taking pictures is fun, and we love being out there doing it. But digital photography, let's face it, there's 2 halves to it, and the second half's important too. And, you know, sometimes you guys, I just want to hear, in general, when you come back from a full day of shooting, about how many pictures are on your card from that day? You want to?
400 to 500.
Wow.
For me, not too many until today.
Yeah.
Hundreds today,
Chris?
Depending on the day, it may be over 1,000.
Yeah, I think I do that. I hear buh-buh-buh-buh-buh. Yeah, good. Trisha?
3,000.
Woo! Love those birds.
Yeah.
Depends on what I'm shooting. Mm-hmm. If it's birds, 3,000 or so. If it's landscape or flowers, a couple hundred.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, probably just a couple hundred.
I'd say for birds, wildlife, probably over 1,000.
Yeah.
Probably in 1,000. And I also do the orchids and the fauna and some of the beautiful landscapes.
Right.
Well over 1,000.
So here's the thing. So this is the challenge. We have lab in the afternoon. We usually go shooting in the morning. And then we have lab in the afternoon. So their challenge is, and they're all standing here looking very fine to me. That, you know, they have to take all those pictures. That's just one day, and then distill it down to 6 that they're going to share. It's fun. It's a fun challenge.
I'm glad I don't have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Marty. You're a veteran. Marty's been on a couple.
Yeah, I've been a couple of Derek's workshops. Yeah. First one with Rob, which I've really enjoyed. What I really enjoyed was the itinerary that Rob and Derek put together with just the variety of photography genres. We did street photography, birds, wildlife, macro photography, landscapes. It kind of covered the whole spectrum. And it's really fun, but yet challenging, too. So that was fun. But the real highlights were the two owls. We saw a black and white owl at night, and then we saw Spectacle Owl today, which we got some really good shots of. So that was very cool. Really a treat.
Spectacle Owl.
Yes, he tolerated us for quite a while. So.
And this is where the guides have just been spectacular, because I appreciate what he did today, because he saw it from one angle. We have lenses varying in focal lengths.
Mm-hmm. Basically, from 600 to 300.
Right? So the first angle that he found was a little far away from like 300. But he actually went back and around, and he came around and found an angle that was like
wide open.
So close. And wide open. Yeah, and wide open. And, you know, when we have guides that do that, this makes our jobs.
Absolutely.
He was great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lauren?
So I'm Lauren, and it was great to be able to see Derek actually in person, because I'd only taken his workshops on a Zoom call kind of thing. Been with Rob quite a few times before, too. And one of the things that Rob said at the beginning of the workshop is that a good workshop has a balance between experience and the photography side. And I think this was a great example of that. I really enjoyed the experience of being out and seeing different people and different accommodations, but also enjoyed the experience of having homemade ice cream, you know, in a, I think it's a 5-star hotel here. I mean, it's just beautiful, absolutely beautiful here in the cloud rainforest and the gorgeous, gorgeous landscapes that you can see here. And today's experience of seeing the birds in particular, I mean, I must have shot, I don't know, you know, 200 different kinds of birds today.
It was crazy. Amazing. We were doing a bird book.
It was just amazing. Yeah. Amazing. So both sides. And learned a little bit about my Olympus OM1. I got a new digital teleconverter I'd never realized was there before. So there you are. I mean, it was great. Great balance.
Fun stuff. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So, you know, and part of the whole experience thing is something that we talk a lot about before we ever get here, because, you know, you're dedicating, this is a big chunk of your, sometimes for some people, this is their vacation, right? You know, and so it has to have that vibe to it. You know, we're not going to, we did take you through a little bit, but we're going to do a little bit. But when we do that, we try to make it up to you too. You're right. Henry.
Well, as Lauren mentions, Lauren and I being the married couple here, we came here 5 years ago with Rob, had an absolutely amazing time and had wanted to come back, and we of course have gotten to know Derek, and we're, as soon as we saw the two coming together, we knew this was an event for us. One of the things I wanted to point out, though, is Rob, is his connections and his guides. Andre, in particular, I wanted to speak. I mean, the man is just this amazing guy who's just his encyclopedic knowledge of everything around him. And one of the more fascinating tidbits was learning about leaf-cutting ants. Mm-hmm. He was explaining that these long rows of ants going, you know, in one direction they'd be carrying bits of leaf and then they'd be coming back for more. They were using them, they were being farmers, they were using them to different kinds of mushrooms or fungus so that to create a food source. And they even had a quality control ant that would make sure that they were getting the right stuff and all the rest of it. And it was just fascinating. All through the trip, we'd encounter these guys, and I got more photos of them than I ever thought I would.
Yeah. It was hilarious because Marty and I were out just walking around the grounds at the other place, the Bill Waffle. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, these leaves are moving on the ground. And we're going, and we just like became fascinated with these things. Little did we know they're like all over the place.
Right.
They're all over the place. But they are a wonder of nature. Any surprises in terms of being in this country? You know, any surprises in terms of Costa Rica, the weather, the food? You know, anything like that that jumped out at you that was different than you expected?
The weather. So you look at the weather forecast, it said rain every day.
Right.
And it really didn't rain that much. Mm-hmm. We got, I think, one hard rainfall the first day we were here. We were out, and other than that...
Yes, well, we're unloading luggage, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Other than that, it might have sprinkled a little bit. We didn't have any other hard rainfall, so that was a pleasant surprise for me.
Yeah, the weather's been fantastic. It was 70s, well, it gets a little 80s in the hot part of the day.
Right.
And if you're out in it, you melt a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And it's definitely warmer at the coast. It's lower elevation.
Mm-hmm.
And it scares everybody. Every time somebody comes on one of my Costa Rica trips, they're like, well, there's rain in the forecast. Like, yeah, there's always a chance of rain. Like,
that's fine. Yeah. How about the food? What have you guys thought about the food? Other than we're eating a lot, does it feel like we're eating a lot?
The food is fantastic. Yeah. Oh, the food is amazing.
Yeah.
It's really good. We did have one accommodation without hot water.
Yeah, I mean, I got a hot shower on the third day.
And
the third day. It was my turn.
Yeah.
The first 2 days, it was like the water was here, and I was just like, I dip a toe in and dip another toe in. The third day, I got a hot shower, and it was the thing to behold. Trisha was, when she had her first hot shower, she was very happy when she came to the meal that day. Yeah. Good. Anything else before we wrap up?
So I'd say that the people have been, very nice, outgoing. They speak more English than I speak Spanish, but tolerate. I think it's nice if we have a few words, a thank you and a good morning or a good evening. But they've been friendly. They've been smiling. We went to the farmer's market one morning and, they were interested in telling us what they were selling. And there was not the expectation that we needed to buy anything, but they were proud of what they had on their tables. Yeah. So that it's been nice and very friendly.
And I appreciate they tolerate my Spanish. They're very kind. They're very patient with that. Good. Anything else?
Well, I want to thank everybody for allowing me to share my favorite place with you guys. It's my favorite thing to do is to show you all these wonderful places and the people and, of course, wildlife and the photography. But really, it's about sharing this place with you. So,
We've enjoyed it. All right. Well, I guess you guys got some pictures to look at, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, anyway, that's our report from Costa Rica. Hope you enjoyed it.